Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
Last week we looked at the first two sections of this important homily, in which St. Basil identified the mind and the heart as the seat of interior sin, the place where sin is possible deftly and swiftly in an interiorized, secret way, and for this reason the very place where our mind must dwell, where the noose gazes upon itself to keep it from harm, so that we can freely choose the right from the wrong, unlike irrational beasts, which simply make their decisions by impulse. In the next section of his letter, St. Basil brings this directly to bear in practical terms. "Be attentive, then, to yourself," he says, "that is, neither to what is yours, nor to what is around you, but be attentive only to you yourself. For we ourselves are one thing, but what is ours is another, and the things around us are yet another still. Thus we are the soul and the mind, through which we have come into being according to the image of the Creator. But the body is ours, and the sense perceptions through it, while around us are possessions, skills, and the other equipment of life. What then does the divine word say? Do not be attentive to the flesh, nor pursue its good in every manner, health, beauty, enjoyment of pleasures, and long life, nor admire wealth and reputation and power. As for those things that are of service to you in this temporary life, do not regard them as great. Through concern about these things, do not neglect the life that comes first for you, but be attentive to yourself, that is, to your soul. Adorn it, take care of it, so that all the filth befalling it from wickedness may be removed through attention, and all the shame due to evil may be cleansed away. Adorn it and brighten it with all the beauty that comes from virtue. Examine what sort of being you are. Know your own nature, that your body is mortal, yet your soul immortal, and that our life is twofold in kind. One is proper to the flesh, quickly passing by, while the other is akin to the soul, not admitting of circumscription. So be attentive to yourself, neither remaining in mortal things as if they were eternal, nor despising eternal things as if they were passing away. Look down on the base flesh, for it is passing. Take care of the soul, for it is something immortal. Understand yourself with all exactness, so that you may know what gift to apportion to each. For the flesh, nourishment and coverings, and for the soul, doctrines of piety, education in courtesy, training in virtue, correction of the passions." This is a remarkable text in which St. Basil continues to disclose the deep meaning of Moses' words. Here he identifies the true nature of the human person, being of soul and mind in body. It might be easy, on first reading, to take this passage to in some ways denigrate the bodily nature of the human person. St. Basil seems to be saying that our real attention ought to be simply on the soul and not on the body. The body is mortal and passing away, whereas the soul is eternal, etc. Yet St. Basil here is not speaking of our bodily nature writ large. He clearly says that we are to care for the body, for it is a gift of God, that we are to nourish it. He goes on a little later in the section to say that we must feed it, but not too much. We must look after it, but not with a kind of passionate desire. The body is clearly something holy, given to us by God. Yet in this life where our sin is so much manifested through the body, we can, in the perversion of our fallenness, use the body to our detriment. We can use it as a thing which binds us to the temporal, corrupt reality of this life. And that use of the body is of hindrance to the attainment of the kingdom. If we are trapped in the body's mortality, if we become trapped in the physical nature of this world, then we do not use our soul aright. We do not look after that eternal reality within us. It is not that the body is bad, but that the body, in its sinful reality, keeps our attention away from the soul and the heart. This is the distinction often drawn in the scripture and fathers between body and flesh. The body is the natural reality in man. Flesh is the word used to describe it in its fallen dimensions. In all this, St. Basil discloses a dimension of the command, "Be attentive to yourself." We have heard him stress in so many ways that one must know one's real nature. To be attentive to oneself is to see oneself for what one really is, that we are body and yet also soul, that we must, yes, look after the physical needs of our body. But most people in the world do this naturally. To know oneself truly is to know that we are also eternal soul, that we have within us the eternal life given by God. And how often do we really look after that? Be attentive to yourself, says St. Basil. Know who you really are, for in this way we are able to identify both where we are going astray, but also, significantly, where we can change so as to become that which God wants us to be. To come to a knowledge of the self is an important aspect of the Christian life as St. Basil discloses it. This is not some secret esoteric knowledge, such as we might find in Gnostic traditions, or the kind of inner self knowledge that we hear about in New Age movements with some regularity. St. Basil is being utterly practical. If we wish to make advance in the spiritual life, we must know who we are. We are creatures of body, but creatures also of soul, of mind, of heart. When we know who we are, when we are genuinely attentive to ourselves, we come to see how imbalanced is our normal day-to-day life, how much more attention we pay towards satisfying bodily pleasures, physical needs, and how little, if at all, we conscientiously observe that eternal dimension within us, and learn to purify it and exercise it to the attainment of the kingdom of God. Be attentive to yourself. This is St. Basil's command, echoing that of Moses the God-seer. For in being attentive to our true selves, we come to see the icons of Christ that we have been fashioned to be.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.